Okay. Fine. So I just wanted to bring out some of the kudos from the Sugya in Yuma. I think there's a lot of yesodistic things about the Sugya that we can take specifically out of here. Pei Dalet Amud Beis in Yuma. So I assume everyone's seen the Gemara there by now. Basically, right, the Gemara says that in Nefashos, Shmuel says that by Nefashos we don't go Basarov. So the Gemara, the way in the Gersa of most Rishonim is that we're talking about a case that there was a polis on Shabbos, a wall fell on someone, and nine of the potential victims are not Jewish, one of them is Jewish, so the shaila is, do we say Holchanacharov that you can't be Mechal Shabbos to be Matil him, or we say you don't go Basarov and Mefakhin. So the Gemara says that so in a Stam case, even without any special kula of Pikoach Nefesh, it's Kol Kavua Kamech Salmechta Dami. So Gemara ends up making a new kimta that's talking about Parish. Parish the Chatzer Acheres. Stam interesting, Parish the Chatzer Acheres. It's mashma that within one chatzer, it wouldn't have a dinner parish. It has to be dafka with chatzer acheres. The whole chatzer is a makam kvius. So it says, lo tzricha de parish the chatzer acheres. So what's the case of lo tzricha de parish the chatzer acheres? They're talking about where one of them was parish l'chatzer acheres, or all of them were parish l'chatzer acheres. Yeah. What's the case? It says that the case is that it was parish l'chatzer acheres. Does parish l'chatzer acheres mean one was parish l'chatzer acheres? They all were. So the lashon of Rashi is mashma, they were all parish l'chatzer acheres. Rashi says. Lotzricha de parish l'chatzer acheres v'sham nafla al ha'echad. But it doesn't say v'sham nafla al love, like he was parish and then it fell on him. It says v'sham nafla al ha'echad. It's mashma that they were all parish and then it fell on one of them after they were all parish.
He says it.
Huh?
He says it in three lines later that they all
were. Yeah, okay. In a chanami. So he says, the v'chol duchta amrinan kol deparish meruva parish b'midi denaydi v'hacha lo amrinan hachiv afagad b'prishas an kulhu naydi. So in other words, the Gemara is saying that the chiddush is, normally we would say, in this case where they're all parish from one chatzer to another, we would normally say that it's not a matziv of kavua, we would go basarov, and we would say that the one that it fell on is from the Rov that are Gayim, and we wouldn't be Mechal Shabbos to save him. Kamash Milan, that Ein Holchim B'Nefashos Achar Rov, and B'Pikoch Nefesh Achar Rov, and therefore Mefachin, on this, because we're Choshesh that it's a Jew. Mefachin Misafik that he's a Jew, right? You don't go bust a Rov here. But we're talking about a case that we normally would go basarov. We wouldn't say here kol kavok mechsal mechsedami. So right away, you see an important thing that even though they're all moving together, right? Even though they're all moving together, it still doesn't have a din of kol kavua anymore. The fact that they moved, they were nekar from the makom near kavua, makes it begeder parish. Yeah. So you see that kvius is not the ikar question. Is not the ikar question of them all being in one group. It's the ikar question of them being stationary in one place, as opposed to being nekar to some other place. Right? That's what you see from Rashi. And if you look in Rashi in Chulin, that point is strengthened in Rashi and Chulin. I put it on the sheet over here. It talks about by the case of Nimsa. By Nimsa, you find a piece of meat, Nimsa Halecha Charov. So Rashi says, Feko Aser, in the case where it's in the by Kavua. Dinafkalami, Krai, Beperak Basha, the Yuma, Beperak Hamdak Subas, Kavua Kamechsam, Echsadami, Vizem, and Hakavua Lakach. Aval Nimsa, Denayed Halecha Charov, Dahashtalav Kavuahu. Right, so here you have a piece of meat. And I would have said, maybe without this Rashi, that by Nimsa Halecha Charov, because it separated itself from the rest of the group. It's not part of that group anymore. But the way Rashi puts it is that it's Nayid. The Mashmos is that the relevant fact is that it's not in this. It's not stationary in the Makom HaKviyus. It's become something portable. It moved from its original place to this place. That's what takes it out of being kavua. Yeah? It's Mashman Rashi that the Nakuda is not. The Iker Nakuda is not the fact that it's separated from the other things. The Iker Nakuda is that it moved. The Iker Nakuda is that it moved. A. That's number one. Number two, somehow, even though it's not moving now, it still has the din of Nayid, right? By the case over here in Yuma, where they all are Nakar from one Chatzer to another Chatzer, you could clear is the case that the wall fell on one of them while they're moving still, or is the case that they stopped moving then it fell on him? Maybe it's not 100% clear. But over here in Chulin and Daf Tzadi Hey, you have a piece of meat. It's a clear in the Gemara whether it's talking about a case that was Nimsa Biad Goy or was Stam found like on the floor or something, right? But obviously, if it wasn't in a person's hand, so it's stationary. At this point, it's stationary, right? Aval Pikein, we're going to say that B'nimza Halecha Charov, it doesn't have the din of Kavua because it moved from its original place of Kvias. Yeah? Another Nakuda. Well, Maisa, I'm not saying this case is unique, but it's something to think about. In the whole halach of Kol Kavua K'mechsal Mechsadami, so, normally, let's say the case of Zarek Evan Lagol, so you have that the Isser is Kavua, let's call the Isser the Knani, the thing that's being Oser from giving a Din Misa to the Rotzeach, right? So the Isser is Kavua, and the other things are Kavua. Everything's Kavua. So it becomes unclear that, you know, a basic chakira that people talk about, what are we interested in? Are we interested in whether the Davar HaMachria is Kavua, the Isser is Kavua, the Nidon is Kavua, right? So on the one hand, Rashi and Ksuba says, HaIsser is Kavua, that the Knani is Kavua Beinehem. We're interested in the fact that the Isser is Kavua. On the other hand, it comes out from this case of Nimsa, in the case where you find a piece of meat, that even if everything else is still Kavua, if the Nidon is not Kavua, if the Nidon is Nayid, right? So then you don't say Kol Kavua K'mechsal Mechsadami. So, yeah. Yeah. First of all, let's say there isn't. Over there, al klapanim, you see that there's a chashivas in the davra oser being kavua. I would also say that there is a nidon. The one who was killed is the nidon. It depends which ukimta you have. Different rishonim have different ukimtas there. In achnami, the way some learn, there is no nidon. It's just a question of how you evaluate his maisa. All right. Let me just, without trying to prove it too step by step, let me just throw out an idea. And I hope that it'll come out as we go along. That kavua means Kavua is a description in Echanami of the Tarovis as a whole. There are Tarovisin which are Kavua and Tarovisin which are not Kavua. It's a Chiddush by a Tarovis that's Kavua that we say that it's Kemechsa Mechsa. We don't view it as a Rov and a Mi'at, we view it as Mechsa Mechsa. That's said in the Tarovis. Nonetheless, what happens if one part of that Tarovis becomes not Kavua? Most of it remains Kavua, but one element of the Tarovis becomes not Kavua. So that's the case of Nimtza. You found a piece of meat. The piece of meat, Rashi and Chulin says, is not, it's not Kavua anymore. Right? But the Tarovis in general is Kavua. So how do we look at that situation? So over there, on the one hand, the nidon, the thing that you're trying to figure out, is not kavua. On the other hand, the thing that you're being matriya mikocho, most of the tarovis remains in a massive of kavua. So I would venture to say that what's going on is that a tarovis has a din of kavua, a tarovis that's kavua has a din of mechsa al mechsa, but only legabe those things that are part of the kvius. When something is parish, that thing is no longer part of the kvius. It's part of the same tarovis. It's still in the same suffix. It's part of the tarovis, but it's no longer part of the kvius. The kvius is chal on the tarovis. It can happen that one part of the tarovis is kavua and another part is not kavua. When that happens, so if there's a nidon that's not part of the kvius, we don't apply the halacha of kemechsa mechsa to that thing which is no longer kavua. The tarovis has to be kavua. That's where the din kemechsa mechsa is chal on the tarovis. But even though it's chal on the tarovis, it only applies to something that's part of that kvius, something which became parish. It's nayid. It's not kavua anymore. So then the kemechsa mechsa doesn't apply to that thing. Yeah.
Not like you said from this Rashi here.
Why?
Because he stresses the fact that it's moving.
He says Beprishasan Naidi, right? What's this lesson here? At the end? Beprishasan Kulu Naidi. Does he mean that the thing fell on them while they were moving? So if it was here alone, I wouldn't be sure. I wouldn't feel like there's a clear hachra. Does he mean specifically it fell on them while they're all moving? So he doesn't say that, but maybe he does. Maybe the words b'prishasan kulunaidi means while they're being poresh, or maybe it means after they're poresh. But once you have the Rashi in Chulin and Tzadi Hamad Aleph that says that a piece of meat which was nimsa is nayid, so l'chora, that's what he means over here too. Beprishasan means when they're in the state of prisha, meaning after they were poresh from the makom hakvius, now they all have a din of naidi. Right? So the whole kvius is gone. I'm saying kavua, the din that kol kavua kemechsa mechsa dami is a din on a tarovis. If the tarovis is kavua, then the tarovis is kemechsa mechsa. If one element of the tarovis becomes not kavua, so the tarovis itself is still kemechsa mechsa, but only the kavua chelik is kemechsa. The kavua chelik is the tarovis is still kemechsa mechsa legabe those things which are part of the kvius. If some element of the tarovis is no longer kavua, the din kemechsa mechsa doesn't apply to that chelik of the tarovis. It could be that what?
They buy them by the microphone.
Yeah.
I don't know. Is it correct to say that the element of the parabis is not kavua? Just so far as the parabis is still the microphone, not the piece of the
microphone. Let's put it this way. Rashi says that the reason that the meat is mutter is because it's nayid. Right? So he's telling you that the piece of meat is not kavua. Right, so I don't know what you'll do with the fact that the tarovis is in the chanuyos and the piece of meat is... Maybe I oversimplified it a little, but I think the basic idea is still the same. There's the tarovis, the kviyas is chal on the tarovis, something that leaves the din of the kviyas, so we don't apply the kamechs al mechsa to that thing. So you're asking like the kviyas was never on the meat to begin with, so I would just say, I hear the question, but it's a question on Rashi, not on me, because Rashi is telling you that this thing is nayid. Why does he need to tell you this thing is nayid? This isn't where the kviyas was to start with. That's something that needs to be worked out, but bottom line, Rashi is telling you the reason the meat is mutter is because it's nayid. Yeah?
It's only kamechsa in the makkah.
It's only legabe things which are kavua. I don't want to get yet into the makkah yet. That's a separate question of what's, you know... Here at least we see that, okay, we can't do everything at once. I mean, I can't do everything at once. I can't. But, over here Rashi says, even though they all move together, then the mapolis falls on one of them. Normally we would say that called the parish meruba parish, because they're all naidi. If you look in Tosus over here, so Tosus doesn't go with so should I go to the Hemshech first? Right, no, we have to see the Hemshech of the Gemara first. So the Gemara asks the Hemshech Astira from a member of Rabbi Yochanan, that Rabbi Yochanan says that Faker, that we do go Basarov in some matziv, here we are, 1 second. Yes, so the Gemara asks Eni, V'hamar Rav Asiyam Rav Yochanan, Tisha Kusiyam V'Yisrael Echad Bosu Chatzer. Mefakhin. B'chatzer Echer is Eim Mefakhin. So it's another Chatzer, the case of Parish, Eim Mefakhin. So you see, Faker, that where it's the case of Parish, you do got Bozerov, and you're not Matzilim. So the Gemara says, Lo Kasha, Hadar Parish Kulu, Hadar Parish Miksasayu. So the way Rashi learns is that Shmuel, who said that we don't go Basarov, was talking about Parish Kulhu, right? That ties into the way Rashi was Mefarish earlier. It means they all were Nekar from the first Chatzar and went into the second Chatzar. It's Parish Kulhu, right? By Parish Kulhu, so then you don't go Basarov and you save him, right? Hadar Parish Miksasayhu means like a more classic case. One person goes from the first chatzer into the second chatzer, and then it falls on him. So even though normally we'd say kol de parish meruba parish, here we do say kol de parish meruba parish, and therefore we don't save him. What's the difference? Rashi says the difference is whether it's his chazik Yisrael in that chatzer, right? In the first case where they were all parish from the first chatzer to the second chatzer, we know that a Jew was in this chatzer. We know that a Jew is in this chatzer. So if a wall falls on someone, there's more reason to be choshish, it's the Jew. So even though be'etzem there's a halacha of kol deparish meruba parish, we don't apply it where it's his chazak Yisrael, where there's definitely a Jew in the vicinity, so then we're choshish for him, we don't go basarov. If only one person was parish from the first chatzer to the second chatzer, we don't know that there's been a Jew in this chatzer at all, so it's lowest chazak Yisrael, so then we go basarov, and we don't save him, right? Lamaisa, what comes out in Rashi is that whatever Chiddush is being said by Pikuach Nefesh that's different from everywhere else has nothing to do with the halacha of Kol Kavua Kamechsa Al Mechsa Dami. Kol Kavua Kamechsa Al Mechsa Dami is the same Lagabe Pikuach Nefesh as everywhere else. The only thing that separates Pikuach Nefesh from everywhere else is the factor of Ischazek Yisrael. But everywhere else you go Basarov, even if it's, let's call it Ischazek Isura. By Pikuach Nefesh, if it's Chazik Yisura, then you don't go Basarov. You're Choshesh for the meal. Yeah? Moving over to Tosfos, so Tosfos says, Ha Deparish Kulhu, Ha Deparish Miksasayhu. Nir Lefarish Deparish Kulhu, L'chatzer Acheret, V'yatu Gam Misham. V'lo Nishar Behem Ad Echad, Shenafla Alav Mapoles. D'i Parish L'chatzer Acheret, V'lo Yatu Misham. Mali chatzer zu, mali chatzer acheres. So Tosus makes things much more complicated. Tosus says the case of Parsh Kulu starts off like Rashi. The case of Parsh Kulu is they all go from the first chatzer to the second chatzer. And that's what the Gemara, that's what Shmuel was talking about, where it's Parsh Kulu. Bechora, we could say, Yavi suggested, and I think he's right, we could say that he's working with the same svar as Rashi, that the significant factor is that it's Tzchazek Yisrael. If they were all Poresh from the first Chatzer to the second Chatzer, it's Tzchazek Yisrael. But Tosus departs from Rashi, and he says it's not that they're all standing in the second Chatzer, and then the wall falls on one of them, it's that all of them left except for one. There had been a Jew there, now there's not a Jew there. Could be, so it's a Tzchazek, not because we know he's there now, at least we know he was there. Right? There's reason to be Choshesh is there, because at one point he was there. But Tosus makes the case more complicated. They all left the second Chatzer. Why does he make it more complicated? Why doesn't he just have that they're all standing there? So he explains, because if they're all standing in the second Chatzer, what's the difference between the first Chatzer and the second Chatzer? Right? Mali chatzer zu, mali chatzer acheres. Lechora, what he's saying is that if they're all parish into the second chatzer, so now they have a kvias in the second chatzer. Now they have a kvias in the second chatzer.
And so what does he do?
So then the shaila is, so what does it help that they all move to a third place, right? Lechora, you had a kvias already. So again, Avi suggested, and I don't have a better mahalach. I think you have to say this, as far as I understand, is that when he says that they're all poreish to a third place, it means it's not that they were nikba in the second place and then they left. It means that they all moved to the second chatzer, and then most of them kept moving and they went to another place, and he's the only one who stayed here. So there was never a kvias in the second chatzer. There's never a kvias in the second chatzer. But so basically what happens is, l'chora, there's a machlokas between Rashi and Tosfos. Tosfos is l'chora easier to understand, right? We're talking about a sug of kvias. It's not that they're kavua in their houses or something like that. The din kavua here is coming from the fact that they're all kavua in one place as a tarofus. So Tosfos says, well, if they all pick themselves up and move themselves to a second chatzer, so now they're all kavua in the second chatzer. Nothing changed. L'chora, that's very mistaber. Rashi seems to be saying some sort of chiddush, that wherever they were kavua first, somehow that's it, that's the makom, and now even if they all move and situate themselves in a second chatzer, somehow that doesn't become the kvias. So that l'chora Rashi is the bigger chiddush, but l'chora that's the whole nekuda they're separating on. Everything else is the same. And both from Rashi and Tosfos, I'm not saying we could prove, but at least we could say potentially that kol deparish kavua and kol deparish is like a one-dimensional halacha. It's one halacha. There's a matziv of kviyas, a tarovis, which is in a matziv of kviyas, is kemechza al mechza, legabe any prat that itself is also part of the kviyas, it's still kavua, right? The significance of prisha is prisha makes something nayid, something that's nayid is no longer kavua. If they're all naidi, so there's no kviyas. If one of them is naid, so that thing's not part of the kviyas, and even though there's still a matzav of kemetzal nefs, it doesn't apply to that thing which is naid. That's in Rashi and Tosfos. Then there's a riff. So the riff really doesn't say all that much. The riff has a different girsa. The riff's girsa is that when the Gemara asks, what's the case that Shmuel said, Lo az linan b'pikuach nefesh, lo ein holchin b'pikuach nefesh achar rov. He says that the case is the parish chad minayhu l'chatzer acheres. Right? Rashi and Tosfos are learning they are all parish to the second chatzer. That's the case where Shmuel said his din. The Riv's Girsa says behedya that where Shmuel said his din that we don't go b'sarov is where one was parish l'chatzer acheres. Adkan divrei harif. The Rishonim say, well, wait a second, so now we don't have a pshat in the Hemshech of the Gemara. What happens in the Hemshech of the Gemara when it's mechalik between Parish Kulu and Parish Mitzasayu? Right? Rashi and Tosfos said, Parish Kulu, means that they all went to the second chatzer, and it was Ikva Yisrael. It was Ischazik Yisrael, right? And then then we don't go Basarov. But the Rif is learning Behedya that Fakeret, the case where we don't go Basarov, is where it was Parish Chad Minayu. So how's he going to learn the Chiluk of the Gemara? So I have the Rush here. I didn't have time. I want to put on the Ron. The Ron spells things out very clearly, exactly step by step, how one thing leads to another. But the Rush says the same bottom line as the Ron coming from the Rif, which is that Parish Chad Minayu, that the Rif learns Faker, that by Hada Parish Kulhu, so by Parish Kulhu, then we go Basarov. It's the opposite of Rashi and Tosos. Where's Parish Kulhu? Then we go Basarov. Where's Parish Mixasaihu? We don't go Basarov. Dahainu, if they all go, so look at, I have the Rush down here. Look, if you haven't seen the Rush yet, that's a good chance. I have the wrong. Did I hand out the wrong papers? Okay. So lo kasha had the parish kulu al the parish mixasayu pirish had the parish kulu may also chatzer shahayu sham shasaki rasan nichnas echad mehem lechatzer cheres v'nafal alav mapolis ema fachin the kimish nekru kulam en kain yisrael kavua v'chol the parish meruven parish. So he says v'had the parish mixasayu shapirish echad mehem lechatzer cheres v'nafal alav mapolis. Basically, he says that the difference is, were they all parish so that there's no kvius left, or it's just that one was parish, so he's not kavua, but there is a kvius left, right? That's how. So the case that we go Basarov is where they're all parish to a second chatzer. And while they're parish to the second chatzer, one of them, we'll have to get into why this needs to be like, one of them is parish from that group that was nekar to the second chatzer. So what happens is, when they were all nekar to the second chatzer, there ceased to be any kavua. There's no kavua at all, right? When one was parish from them, and then it fell on him, so it's not just that he's parish, it's that there is no kavius left. They were all nekar to the second chatzer. Right?
It doesn't say that they were all necromancers. Doesn't it just sound like they all left and went their way?
So then I should have put on the Ron. The Ron. The point is that there's no kvius. The Ron spells that out, Pamela.
No,
the
kvius,
point.
There's no
kvius. There's no kvius. The lashon of the Rush is the kivan shenekru kulam. He says bishas akirasan nichnas echad. While they're being nekar, what's b'shas akirasan? It means before they went back, or it means while they're still moving? He says the timing here is important. It has to be that the one that was parish b'shas akirasan. If you look in the Rambam, the lashon of the Rambam is mashma, that it's a, that they move from one chatzer to another, and then While they're in the process of doing that, one of them's parish from the rest and goes into a third place. It's the same. Chor, the Ron, the Rush, and the Rambam are all the same thing. Okay, but the point I'm trying to get to, the Ron spells out that the Nekuda is that if they all went from the first chatzer to the second chatzer, so you lost your whole kvius. Then when one is parish from them after their nekar, so it's not just that he's nayid. It's not just that he lost his din kavua. They all lost their din kavua. There's no kvius here. Why he needs to be parish? That's not pashut. That's hard to understand. That's Rav Chaim's question. I hope to get to that. But I'm just saying the case where we don't go Basarov is that a normal case. There were 10 people standing in one chatzer. One was parish into a second chatzer, and then the mapolas fell on him. So then we don't go Basarov. Because even though he's Nayid, but there's still Kvius in the first Chatzer. There's still Kvius here. Yeah? There's still Kvius here. So, what Lechora seems to be happening is that the Rif is clearly learning, first of all, the way these Rishonim learn up the Rif, and it's in the Rambam also, that unlike in Rashi and Tosfos, the difference between Pikuach Nefesh and every other case is Taka in the Halacha of Kol Kavua Kamechsa Mechza. How Kol Kavua applies to Pikuach Nefesh is different than how it applies to every other Halacha. In every other Halacha, even if the Tarovis, there's still a Tarovis that's Kavua, but if the Nidon itself is not part of the Kavius, the Nidon became a Dover Nayid, it separated, it left the Makom HaKvius, so then we don't apply the Halacha of Kol Kavua Kamechsa HaMechsa Zami to that Nidon, because it's not part of the Kvius. Over here, as by Pikuach Nefesh, if there still is a Kvius, if the Tarovis still overall, maybe most of it, whatever it is, has a Kvius, we apply the Halacha of Kol Kavua Kamechsa HaMechsa Zami to a prat of that Tarovis, even if that prat itself is not part of the Kvius. It's part of the Tarovis because it's part of the Safek, it's not part of the Kvius because it's Nayid. Even though the Nidon is not part of the Kvius, but you want to be Koveya, it's Halacha, based on this Tarovis, and most of this Tarovis still is a Kvius. Right? So unlike that Halacha, that Nimsa Alecha Charov, that when the Nidon alone became a Davar Nayid, we don't apply the Kol Kavua Kamechsa HaMechsa Dami to it, but by Pikuach Nefesh we do. By Pikuach Nefesh we say, since you're being Machriya based on this Tarovis, the Tarovis overall is Kavius, we apply the Kamechsa HaMechsa of the Tarovis even to this one Prat, which is a Nayid. Masha'enkein, if they all were Oker themselves from one Chetzer to another, there is no Kvius left. So now we're left with the regular, there is no Kvius, there's no Kamechsa HaMechsa on this Tarovis at all. So then we go Basarov. There is, okay, so that, I would want to go over things for clarity, but I'm working with a deadline and I want to get it out so we could always speak afterwards to Yitzhak Hashem. But so there's another prat that needs clarification, though, even after you say this, right? So l'chora, the halacha should be like this. We should say that when the group is nakar from the first chatzer to the second chatzer, so now they're all naidi. We're saying that anyway. We're saying kvias is batel. Kvias is batel. The Ron spells out, there is no more Kavua. Kavius is Batel altogether. They were all Nekar from the first Chatzer. So we shouldn't need that one of them is now leaves that second group and goes to a third, not second group, leaves that second Chatzer and goes to a third place. We shouldn't need that. They're all Naidi at this point. Let's say the case is that the Mapolis fell on him. I'm one person in that second Chatzer. And there's no more Kavius. So we say, so we go Basarov. So you can't read that in the Gemara, because in their gears of the Gemara it says that Chayv Minayu Parish. There has to be something unique that happened to one of them. But still, Tzarech Bior, the Gemara itself, right? Why? You already were Oker the Kvius. Why do you need that one of them's Parish further? So Rav Chaim asks this question, and he gives a very, very complicated answer. It's brought in the Brisker Rav and Nazir, Daf Yud Beis. I was trying very hard to get out of it, and I was getting very stuck, and I was speaking to Avi, and Avi came up with, I think, very good, clear-cut answer. Then we'll have to figure out why Rav Chaim didn't like the answer, but let's first understand what Avi said. Dehainu, that there's a... every time something is Poresh from a Kvius, it's accomplishing two things. That thing is becoming Nayid, but also that thing is becoming a separate Nidon from the rest of the Tarovis. Yeah? The fact that it's, in other words, there are two things being Ma'akev, potentially going Basarov. One is Kol Kavua Kamechsa HaMechsa Dami. So once something is Nayid, you don't say Kol Kavua Kamechsa HaMechsa Dami. But even if it is Nayid, if it's part of a Tarovis, and they're like physically in one place in some way, so the fact that they're in one place makes them one Nidon, and then you kind of have a Svara that you want to go Basarov, But what of the things has to be the Isser? And it's like, hey, minayu mifkas, you can't... Who says to be machriya? This one is from the heter. One of them has to be the Isser. You can't be matir all of them, right? But normally, in the case of parish, you kill two birds with one stone. When something is parish, like by Nimtza, the case where the basar was parish, Nimtza alecha charov, it became not kavua because it was nayid, and also it became a nidum bifnei atzmo because it physically separated from the group, and now you say, well, now this thing's not, it's part of that tarovis, but it became a nidum bifnei atzmo by being in a different location than the whole rest of the tarovis. Maybe. But can we wait? Just wait till afterwards. Let me spell out the idea, then you'll tell me your kasha on the idea. So then the idea is: what happens when they all move together? Is on the one hand, you are ochre the entire kvias. There's no kvias left, but you still have the problem that they are still one cohesive group. They're still one nidon, so you can't isolate this one and say this one's from the rov, because this one's not different than any of the others. They're all one nidon, and they can't all be from the rov. So here's a unique case where you have that there's no kvias anymore, but on the other hand, they're still all together. In that case, yeah, you don't have kavua. There's no kvias, but you can't be matir. So they say, so Elamai, they were all okay to a second chatzer. After they were mevatel l'kviyas by going into a second chatzer, they all became naidi. Then one was poresh and separated from the rest of the group while they were moving the pashtas. And that one now became, on that one you can now say, called the parish meruba parish. You overcame both obstacles. There's no kviyas left at all, so even l'gabe pikolach nefesh, you can say called the parish, and it separated from the rest of the group, became a nidum bifnei atzmo, so you can single it out. And then it comes out that there are actually two parishas accomplishing two things. I pointed out earlier in Rashi and Tosos, there's no hekrach that's true, at least from here. Okay, that's all for now. So let me chaff what you're asking. You're asking that if you say nispazir over there, nifbashinu denaydi. Well, first of all, the Tosos Arash over here. Yeah, no, that's something else. Why over there?
And then you take one. You make them all.
Yeah, so you take one.
You just take one, but you're still taking it when they're all together.
So maybe Lugabe, that halacha, it doesn't matter. Lukicha doesn't passel. Parsh Levanenu doesn't passel. Lukicha doesn't passel. You just have to separate it from the rest. Over it. Because the wall fell on the guy before anyone had a chance to pull him away from everyone else. Here at the end of the day. Okay, but it becomes mutter after you're lokeach it. Tosas Rush and the Rush here, Tosas Rush here also says in this bazar. Yeah. Okay. Okay. Yeah. So if so, good. I don't know if I would want to tie it down to that. The Rambam is not from those who say nispazir, and he says this mahalach.
Could it be that they just agree? I mean, I guess that's a stretch. They also read an idea of this concept.
There's no that way. It's weird. Like, why are they? If one of them would say it, I'm saying Rashi and Tosos have a makor to say this idea of Eschazik Yisrael, right? The Rif Pasha doesn't. That's A. B. It seems very coincidental that the Ran, the Rush, and the Rambam all were mechaving to this idea of Eschazik Yisrael legabe pikoch nefesh, which doesn't exist in other places, even though there's no makor in the Gemara for it. That seems fair to me. If they're all coming to the same exact ukimta, well, they have to say parash chadminayu, actually. All right, so it wouldn't be.
You don't understand anything.
It wouldn't be strange that they're all saying it because you needed to read the Gemara, but it would be strange to me that they don't spell out that there's another chiddush happening here that no one.
Do you think it's different than it should have maybe?
I mean, it's very. The truth is, it's very similar to the idea of Eschazik Yisrael. Just instead of saying that's a unique halacha to pikuach nefesh, saying whenever you have to don a whole tarovis and the isser is vade, you could call that as chazak Yisrael if you want. It's pretty much the same idea.
Yeah, but I think right,
Okay, so you have your question from Zvachim. So, but maybe Lukicha helps. Maybe Lukicha takes away from the problem of the Skazik. Or, why not? Why shouldn't it help? Rishonim told you that by Lokach min HaKavua doesn't help. They never told you that Lokach min HaYeschazik doesn't help. Make it tasty. How do you know? For Steitzach, the way he says, this whole Mahalach doesn't start. But I heard that the Yad Yehuda argues with the Minnesota.